Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep America free and safe. A big thank you. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs, both here in America and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the like button, like it, and then I will put you over there in the chat room, and you can start conversing with us like a whole bunch of people have been at night, all night long. And let's go right now to the phone lines, and we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge times two. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded by Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're going to start out a little bit different than what we did the last hour. I do want to talk about the police situation and the charges in Atlanta, which some people are happy with, some people aren't happy with. And the ones that aren't happy, of course, are the police officers, because it's been reported, although not confirmed, but they did close down one zone police substation, Zone 3, because they didn't have enough officers to show up to get on the streets and do their duty.
Well, that's right, Captain. It does correlate with a report that we have that the Atlanta Police Department had a large number of call-ins for officers calling in sick, basically.
Yeah, and this is going to be something that's going to go on around the country and already has been. We've seen it in Minneapolis. We've seen it in Seattle. Now we're seeing it in Atlanta. And anywhere where the people and the government, the local government's not going to have the backs of the police, they're going to see more of this, including New York City. That's been done to a certain degree, but not as much so as what we're starting to see now. Now, you talked about somebody with the overcharging of this police officer. He was charged with 11 different counts, 11 different charges, and I believe he's been overcharged, and I think what they're hoping for is that he's going to yield to the pressure of the charges and plead guilty to something to where that will pretty much take the city of Atlanta off the hook. But I'm telling you, they're going to have a tough time. Based on this video, and anybody that's got a brain in their head, they're going to have a tough time making this charge of murder stick.
Well, right, and that I think it was an ex-district attorney in Washington, D.C., I believe.
Yeah, former police detective.
And exactly. And he was talking earlier today saying that, he thought that the charges were overcharging, basically. But that, of course, remains to be seen. But I agree with you. I think it's that they're looking to get them to plead to some sort of a lesser charge. But that being said,
Judge Napolitano even said that.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and what Judge Napolitano said was actually quite interesting, Captain, because assuming that this goes to trial, and right now we'll assume that it does go to trial, what venue it's in, we don't know yet. But what Judge Napolitano said made a lot of sense, and that was that a trial judge, in his opinion, will tell a jury to try to determine whether or not a reasonable police officer would feel that their life was in danger and they had to use deadly force. Now, this would be different than asking a reasonable citizen or reasonable bystander the same question, because they wouldn't be in the same position as a police officer. So it's going to be a very, very different standard, perhaps, than what we might just simply assume going into all this. So how this can play out, obviously, there can be a plea deal, but if it goes to trial and there's a conviction, that's one thing, but if it goes to trial and there's an acquittal, well, then that's another thing altogether. And what mm-hmm. I heard a lot of people talking about today, Captain, was this idea of either making charges, which they can charge them. If they believe there's a crime, they can charge them. That's our system.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you know, is there going to be is there going to be enough evidence there to do this? And are they pleasing the crowd? That seemed to be an underlying thing today. Are they pleasing the crowd with this?
Now, some police officers in blue cities are quitting their jobs, and they're already in the process of moving to more cop-friendly departments, where even if they have to take a pay cut, they're going to go to those departments where they're going to be treated much better. And that is happening all across the country right now.
Well, that's very, very true. You know, and as we watch this video of this incident in Atlanta, we see that there was a long conversation. It seemed to be going quite well, but then suddenly it just took a turn for the worse, obviously. And so police have to make very split-second decisions based on what's happening to them at that very moment. They're in literally what they believe is a fight for their life. And so it's not surprising that they would want to perhaps relocate if they feel that they're not going to get the kind of support that they feel that they need. And I think everybody would agree that this man's death is a tragedy, because all the deaths are tragedies. There's no doubt about it. But it's a very, very, very complicated thing.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with the Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics segments that we do. By the way, the military is not covered by a certain Supreme Court decision that came through. We're going to tell you all about that when we come back. Wait to hear this one. This is going to turn some heads, and a lot more coming your way. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, Wayne Allyn Root's a happy man in Las Vegas, Nevada, because they've opened up the casinos again, and they're gambling, and the money's back. The tourists are starting to come back. The only thing is that they're not up to full capacity yet. That's going to take a little bit more work. I don't know exactly the timetable on that, but they're able to do half capacity right now, so that's what they're doing. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. You've heard me talk about them. I've been taking the product religiously for 4 years, and quite simply put, it works for me. Now, it works for me because I have arthritis, and one of the things that this will do is it'll help you with your arthritis pain. It'll also help you with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, leg pain, knee pain, hip pain, all in general. And if you've got a job or an activity where you get muscle aches and pain at the end of the day, this product, I will tell you, will help there too. Now, it's done some other things for people. It's gotten rid of their headaches and this, that, and the other, but I wouldn't say that that happens all the time. It's an all-natural product. That's a good thing. All-natural product. No narcotics in it. If you've got inflammation or swelling, it will help get rid of that, which is something that I have with the arthritis I have, and it's working for me right now. So, I want you to try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Costs $19.95. The Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start costs $19.95. You can find out all about it by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. Take a look at the little 2.5-minute tutorial that's there from the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. You'll find out all about all the questions you have, and then order the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you'll find out what I know, and it's simply put, it works. Relieffactor.com/captain to get out of pain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, we were talking about a lot of stuff during the break, but basically you had a couple of really good ideas, so pop that out there.
Well, you know,
one of the things that's going on with the idea of, you know, because we were talking about there's going to be a requirement for businesses, I believe, in
St. Petersburg.
In St. Pete.
Yeah,
right.
my where I live in the rural part of St. Petersburg. But in the city, all the businesses in St. Pete now, all the people that work in the businesses must wear a face mask.
Right. And there's a lot of stores in my area that are requiring face masks, and they'll even hand one out to you if you show up and you don't have one. But part of this, or I should say a lot of this, Captain, is going to, keep the terror, going on in people's minds and hearts.
Mind control.
Yeah, that's right. They are absolutely.
It's all part of what the communists did, for God's sake. Go look at Manchurian Candidate. Go watch that movie.
Well, right. Well, and I had someone tell me the other day that, they don't know what to believe. They are literally terrified from what they see on the
television. Doing it on purpose, Kyle.
Well, exactly. And so we're not sure. Can we go to the store? Can we go on a trip? Can we, go to the park? Is it going to be, can I go see my grandmother? That kind of thing. Everybody is just scared because what they've been telling us has been inconsistent. It's been changing all the time. And I thought we're following the science. Well, the science is evidently all over the place, I think.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to get that out there because this is ridiculous. This is beyond the point of ridiculous. They're still trying to play this game. Again, folks, understand the fundamental transformation of America is well underway. They think they got the upper hand. They think they're going to get all this stuff through, and it's not going to happen because smarter heads are going to prevail. People that they're just sitting back, just waiting for the opportunity to get to the polls. And by the way, folks, if your politicians are doing all this stuff too, and you don't agree with it, and you think you've been snookered, because guess what? They came out and they said, well, the virus is going to kill all these people, and well, you got to do this, and well, as a result, you wind up, most of you, with a financial catastrophe of one sort or another. All of that stuff happened to you, and now look where you're at. Are you better off today than you were yesterday? A lot of people aren't, and that's why they're talking about, come September, another stimulus package with another $1,200 for most of the people across the country to try to bail them out and give them money so they got it for the election.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, I think a lot of people would feel a lot better if the political leadership had simply been more consistent. For example, stay home, because of the COVID-19. But then the riots came along. It was like, well, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. Portland police, they've got some activity going on in Portland. Had a big crowd on the street there. We had one earlier in Atlanta. That has since disbanded, I do believe. Let's talk about this one. An Al-Qaeda leader was taken out by a secret U.S. missile filled with knives, dubbed the Ninja Bomb, which literally chopped him into little pieces.
Yes. This sounds like something out of a movie or a comic book or something, but evidently it's pretty effective.
They got him.
Yeah.
That's all that mattered. They got him. That was the one we talked about last week, so it's kind of old news, but we now know about the device they used. Okay, here's one for you. Are you a San Diego Chargers football fan?
Well, I don't have anything against them. I don't really follow them per se, but they're not all that far away from me. I'm in Orange County.
Would you be a San Diego Chargers football fan if Colin Kaepernick was now placed on the workout list, even though he hasn't got a contract, but he's been placed on the workout list for the team? In other words, they want him to come try out.
That's very interesting. It would be interesting to see if he would be able to make the team, he was a football quarterback essentially at one time. But
do you?
But I think it would charge up a lot of
Do you think in a military town like San Diego, with the Marines not far away, the Navy base right there, that would entice more people to come to the stands? That guy?
Well, I think there would definitely be a political backlash as a result of that. I would simply go back to his previous workout where he changed the venue and then, told them to come over to a different place and then complained about the whole thing. I just think It's not about the politics, but do you really want someone to come and work on your team that can be that, you know, kind of strange?
By the way, the Magic Land of Chop in Seattle is now down to 3 blocks, not 6, down to 3.
Wow. Now, did they get invaded by somebody?
No, they gave up. They gave up 3 of their blocks because, see, in one of those blocks was a police station and a fire station. So they gave it up for the safety of the people involved.
Wow. Well, you know, pretty soon maybe they'll figure out that their little country is, you know, not really a country.
Now, do you know who David Horowitz is?
Yeah, he's an author, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a very smart guy. Now, Rush Limbaugh came out yesterday, and he said, I love David Horowitz, and his new book is predicting the Donald Trump 2020 landslide. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. And I haven't read the book, but I've read the reviews. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is probably pretty close to being accurate because, folks, I've been doing the gun shows. I've been going to a lot of different places. I've been running into Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Harry Carey's, Harry Kirshner's, Yogi Bears, whatever kind of affiliation they are. And the people in this country have had it. They've had it with this Antifa, with this Black Lives Matter, with all this crap going on, with the, well, you got to wear a mask or you're going to die. I mean, they've had it with all that stuff. And they are going to vote the bums out, and they're going to put Donald Trump back in again. I can see it.
Well, you know, Captain, people go and they vote, whether they vote by mail or go and vote in person.
Well, you need to vote in person. These people are talking about, well, we'll vote by mail. No. Go vote in person, and if you can't, if you got to do it by mail, then for God's sakes, give it to somebody you trust that's going to take the ballot and submit it in hand to the Supervisor of Elections office.
Right. Well, exactly. But people, once they vote, they believe that their vote is private, and they get to say what they want to say when they vote. But I think when they talk to pollsters, there is a fear factor that's there because for some reason, if you go, oh yeah, I'm voting Trump or this kind of stuff, they're afraid they're going to be vilified.
And very quickly, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany hit the media for health concerns over the rally. Pardon me, that they were concerned about the rally and people that were going to be going to the rally, that was going to be so dangerous for them and this, that, and the other there in Tulsa. But she said, well, you people don't seem to be very concerned about the protesters. You told me to go out there and protest. It was good, healthy stuff for them to do, to get outside and this, that, and the other. Well, it just so happens the rally, I believe, is going to be held outside in the football stadium.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you see, that's the inconsistency that I was mentioning earlier. This is exactly the thing.
And she buried Jim Acosta.
Well, yeah, she does that.
All right, tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and Kyle Warren will be back with me tomorrow night on the Redidio, so don't go anywhere, folks. I'll be right back with more. And caller, hang on the line. I'll get to you in a minute. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest
faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
We certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence.
He would become one of the first police officers to actually indicate that he is willing to testify against someone in his own department.
The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment number one. Coming up with the segment always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo Browning will be in studio in about another 2 hours talking about what it is that National Aviation Academy does. So you want to be listening to that. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business for going on 75 years, and they are the best at what they do, and that's teaching and certifying people to become aviation maintenance techs. So,
They have two campuses to take care of you and to train you at. One is in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here across Tampa Bay from me. I'm on the east side. They're on the southwest side. So, to find out more, go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, take a look at all the things that you can get done and get all the questions answered you can there. But you really need to come and take the tour at one of their facilities. So, to do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. You'll be glad you did. And take a look at what the National Aviation Academy has to offer. NAA.edu and 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, here we go. The Senate's top Republican is okay with removing Confederate names from military bases. Okay? That would mean the top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, said that he's okay with renaming military bases such as Fort Bragg that are named after Confederate Army officers, declining to side with President Donald Trump and other Republicans opposed to the move. Now, I would say that that is a political move on McConnell's part because I think he's up for re-election this year, I think. Now, also, the NATO chief is playing down concern over U.S. troop withdrawal plans in Germany. NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg said that he had played down the concerns that the United States will rush to pull thousands of troops out of Germany, saying that Washington has made no final decision on when such a withdrawal might take place or even how it would happen. Now, I'm going to tell you that it appears the president of Poland is coming to town to visit, and it appears that the president may be setting up the move of the troops from Germany over to Poland, who has agreed to not only pay to have them there, but wants them there. They want them there. And remember, they've got what they call Fort Donald Trump over there in Poland. That's how much they think of our president. Sure, they'd want to have more troops there and be willing to pay for them. And to that, I say send them. That's me. Now, disparities in how white U.S. troops and service members of color are treated in the military justice system have persisted for years. New efforts are needed to understand the racial bias and its consequences. So said senior officers who told a congressional panel that on Tuesday. Now, this story's source is the Washington Post. And make no mistake about it, the Washington Post is not going to put anything positive in there about the Trump administration, the military, or anybody else. They just don't do that. And Elaine McCusker, who's been serving as the Pentagon's acting comptroller for 18 months, has now resigned to go elsewhere with a different job and a different title and more money, is what we're being told. So kudos to her. By the way, we understand that the pilot who crashed into the North Sea near England on Monday has been identified. And what a tragedy that was, again, for the Royal Air Force. And a missile full of swords. We talked about this, but I'm going to just briefly mention it again. A drone strike to kill two senior commanders of an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group in northwestern Syria likely employed the unique variant of the beloved Hellfire missile. And it's a missile full of swords is what they're calling it. Holy smokes. I'd like to get hit with that thing in the dark. But anyway. And all personnel at the Misawa Air Base in northern Japan have been ordered to shelter in place for 24 hours after a group of visitors tested positive for the coronavirus. Wow, how did we allow that to happen? How did we allow that to happen? And then just one other thing here, NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg, again, talking about China and the U.S. close encounters and what NATO may have to do as an ally of the U.S. there. They're already in Afghanistan. I'm not sure they're going to want to step into the middle of the Chinese mess. But, again, warships getting close together in the South China Sea. Aircraft getting close together in the South China Sea. It's a recipe for disaster. And let's drift over now to the telephone line and get 60 seconds with Todd. Okay, Todd, what's up?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell the Salem Radio Network you need to cover this Tulsa rally live, okay? With Donald's on here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, One American News Network, and Fox ain't enough. Donald, I don't understand what's wrong with you. You don't use the Rush Limbaughs and the Salem Radio and pay the people. Doggone it. Everyone's riding around. They want to hear your rally in Oklahoma, okay? It's more exciting than the Super Bowl and Ali Frazier, okay? So make sure the Salem pay the radio network to carry that thing live. So when we're driving in our car or wherever we are in the United States, we can hear that rally and hear the energy and the people from Oklahoma vibrate through the United States. I want 435 House members for the Freedom Caucus. My next check is going to the Freedom Caucus because my first one went to Tom Cotton. Okay? And we want 100 Make America Great Senators. Let me say something to the team here. Okay? This is the same attitude that the Democrats had when they woke up on November 8th and they got their ass handed to them. So let's go get to work here and make sure that we're 20 points down and we get to work and we leave no stone unturned. God bless you. Let's go and save the country. And don't go to St. Pete and don't go to Orlando because we got idiot Democrat mayors who are running their cities in the ground. Let's go.
All right, that's Todd in Tampa, and what he's referring to in St. Pete is the fact that the mayor issued an order yesterday that all people working in businesses in St. Pete, regardless of what the businesses were, had to wear a mask on the job in the business. Not the people coming in, but the people working in the establishments. That could make life interesting. We'll see. We'll see. Finally, the Pentagon, a push to overturn the military transgender ban didn't happen because of the decision the Supreme Court made the other day, because that decision had nothing to do with the military. Nothing to do with the military. So somebody said to me, he said, oh, boy, well, the military's been all, it's all set to go and this, that, and the other. Nope, it's not. It's not. The ban is still on in the military. So, there you go. By the way, the first people in the country that are going to get a working COVID-19 coronavirus vaccine are going to be the military. U.S. service members would be amongst the first Americans to receive the vaccine against COVID-19 if one is proven to be safe and effective, so said senior Department of Defense officials yesterday. And that only makes sense, except maybe for some of the most vulnerable amongst the senior citizens. By the way, Quaker Foods is set to rename their Aunt Jemima logo label. I don't know what they're going to call it or what they're going to do. I'm going to have some pancakes to honor Aunt Jemima this morning over at the IHOP, and I think I'm going to ask for my Aunt Jemima syrup and see what the waitress says when I do that. Oh, God. It's so far gone off the edge here. And again, fundamental transformation of America. We get it. We get it. It's time to wake up, people. If you don't wake up now, you never will. It'll be too late. Okay, coming back, going to take a look at the highways and byways again. Second look this morning. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. All about America here, we the people, and what we the people can do to stay the bosses of applesauce. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I go?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stop closest to you. Stop on by when you see the big old Flying J or the pilot and see what they have to offer. You're going to be pleasantly surprised if you have not been in there, America's largest truck stop chain. All right, and here we go.
2, 3.
Leonard Skinner, and of course you know them, Sweet Home Alabama. That's their signature song. Now, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, their trademark, of course, is a big old rebel flag, and I don't think that flag's going anywhere anytime soon around one of their concerts, because that is what they're all about. And by the way, that is a Confederate battle flag. That's what that is, and I get it, and a lot of people get it too. And we got a lot of people chiming in. Maria, Maria Germany, thank you, Maria. She's chiming in. She liked that. And I appreciate that, Maria. We appreciate you too. Thanks for tuning in and being such a long time favorite listener to the radio show. One of the first people that ever talked to us years ago when we came on the radio. All right, now we've got an elevated fire risk today, which is going to be prolonging some breezy and very dry conditions out in the southwest, and a red flag warning is in effect for most of California's Sacramento Valley, as well as parts of eastern Colorado and up into the central high plains. Now, also, we've got a couple things going on today. Thunderstorms capable of producing isolated damaging wind gusts and heavy rain are going to be possible from the upper Midwest portions of the central plains. We're talking about North Dakota, western part again of Minnesota. We're talking about South Dakota, parts of Nebraska. Looks like parts of Iowa. Could even be some in Kansas tonight. But we also have something else going on. Winter weather is around. Cold, freezing cold temperatures, I might add. The eastern half of Nevada tonight, if you're going along I-80, Battle Mountain east out through to Winnemucca, you've got temperatures that are going to be in the 20s in that direction tonight. Hard freeze indeed, as well as down the higher elevations, and a hard frost in other areas of eastern Nevada. You still have some snow and some winter driving conditions up along Bozeman, Montana, where they had a foot to a foot and a half of snow, depending on where you were. Some areas up above 9,000 feet actually had 2 feet of snow, and that happened all yesterday, and the winter driving conditions are there for at least the next day or two. And then we've got some bad weather conditions as far as the atmospherics go in the southwestern corner of Colorado, northwestern corner of New Mexico, and that's because of the big fire that they've had out there in Arizona, where most of the smoke has been blowing into those areas and just settling in, the big wildfire they've had out there, which is still not under control, but getting there. And Debbie, my correspondent out there in Arizona, has let me know about that. So good morning, Debbie. Hope you're doing well. And then we've got fog tonight along Chicago. From the Wisconsin border all the way down to Chicago. And then it's running along the southern lakeshore of Michigan across I-90 and 94 over into Michigan. And then up the western side of Michigan along the lake there, fog. As well as in Detroit up towards about 40 miles north of Detroit. It follows, the lake there, Lake Erie and Lake Superior. And then we do have in, in Indiana tonight, Lafayette and south of Indianapolis, we've got some foggy conditions there. Probably if you're coming up I-65, you might want to be advised of that. And up in the northeastern corner around Fort Wayne, we've got some fog there tonight. Might have some fog in Toledo. And a little bit east of Toledo, it looks like there could be some fog there. We do have some rain showers still in the northern central part of North Carolina and the southern part along I-95 of Virginia. And it looks like it could be raining right now in Emporia, Virginia. We'll see if it is or not. But it is what it is, and remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you, because they have got just about anything that you ever need in terms of a truck stop. When you get on over there, you'll find out food, showers, sleeping quarters. You know, they got the lot there where you can do your 10 hours, and you need to get fuel and truck washes close by. Sometimes they've got a repair facility right there at the location, but there you go. So let me drift on over to the telephone line, and we'll get Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com in here. And good morning, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
Well, we had a police precinct shut down last night, Zone 3, because apparently enough officers called in sick. They didn't have enough to maintain the precinct.
Matt, Zones 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Oh, that many? They had that many. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because my only one I saw was 3. Mm-hmm.
I posted it as soon as my son called, because he lives in Zone 6. Mm-hmm. And I had gotten a call from a pretty close buddy's out of Fort Bragg, and he says, "Let me tell you what's going on," and with Atlanta PD. And I looked at it, and goodness, 10 minutes later, my son called in an absolute panic. And so I started digging into it, and my son was right, and my buddy at Fort Bragg was right, and then Hannity opens his show with it last night. Then, interestingly enough, Atlanta PD puts out a tweet and says this actually isn't true, but we do have a higher number of call-ins for sick than we normally do. And then later on, it got worse because the mayor was actually doing an interview, I guess on CNN or something, and she turned around and she said, "Yeah, we're having to reach out to other jurisdictions in the state."
Yeah, they called in the highway patrol. Mm-hmm.
To other jurisdictions. It could be Valdosta. It could be
right.
Savannah.
Right.
To help cover. So they got big problems.
Well, it's also not just in Atlanta, come to find out, because we're hearing
That's
about
right.
Minneapolis and Seattle where the same thing's going on, and even New York, because the people there, the cops, don't feel that the administrations have got their back.
That's right.
And I agree. Because Blue Lives Matter on this program, and I will stand up for the police, and I will shout it to the hilltops, because we have to have law and order. And we don't have it with these Antifa groups and these Black Lives Matter groups who are trying to create chaos. I get it. I understand it. I know they've been trying to do this since the 30s and the 20s when it all first started. And it's the fundamental transformation of America on steroids.
So I reached out on my way to tennis yesterday morning to a contact that I have in the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, because I said, and I've known this, and we've got all of this discussion, all of this chaos about law enforcement is not addressing the crime side. And so I sent him a text and I said, "Criminals know how to play law enforcement in the justice system, true or false?" And he said, "Oh, so true."
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And again, we can correct this. It's called votes. November. Hope we can hang on that long. Get rid of it. Get rid of the nemesis. Vote these bums out that are creating this problem in these blue cities. It's that simple. And I'll be right back with more on Denise Simon 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.